Part 3. Questions 21 to 35. In this part, you will hear three talks or lectures. There are 5 questions for each talk or lecture. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D. You will hear the talks or lectures only once. Questions 21 to 25.
You will hear a talk about commercial whalings.
Japan begins commercial whaling after 30 years. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Japan has resumed commercial whaling after a hiatus of over 3 decades. Commercial whaling was banned in 1986 by an International Whaling Commission IWC moratorium. However, Japan withdrew from the IWC in December. Japan's government has promised all whalers will stay within 320 kilometers from its coast. The Japanese Fisheries Agency set a quota for killing 227 whales every 6 months. In the first days of resumed whaling, whalers caught 2 minke whales, which were taken to the northern port of Kushiro. The whale meat was auctioned in Tokyo and sold for record prices. Eager restaurant owners snapped up the meat at prices of up to $140 per kilo. Japan has engaged in the practice of whaling for centuries. Whale restaurant chef Mitsuo Tani summed up why he thought the return of commercial whaling was important. He said, "A country that does not preserve its food culture has no future." He also promoted the health benefits of whale meat. He said, "It is 5 times lower in calories than beef, 10 times lower in cholesterol, 2 times less fat than chicken, and it's packed with iron. But abroad, people do not know this." However, Japan's return to whaling has brought international outcry. The Humane Society accused Japan of starting a new and shocking era of pirate whaling. It added, "This is a sad day for whale protection globally." This is Eric Carroll reporting from Yokohama, Japan.
Questions 26 to 30.
You will hear a talk about zero cabin fuel.
Zero carbon power bigger than fossil fuels in UK. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. The United Kingdom has said it is playing its part in striving for a cleaner and greener planet. For the first time since the Industrial Revolution in the 18th and 19th centuries, the UK is being powered more by zero carbon fuels than fossil fuels. In each of the first 5 months of 2019, fossil fuels have produced less than half of the UK's electricity. Analysts say a tipping point has been reached, and the trend of zero carbon energy sources providing more power than fossil fuels will continue. Power from wind, solar, nuclear, and hydro sources outstripped coal and gas-fired generation. A decade ago, 3/4, 75.6% of the UK's electricity came from coal and gas, and only 22.3% was zero carbon. The switch to more zero carbon power was described by the UK's energy chief executive as a key milestone on the journey towards net zero. CEO John Pettigrew said the zero carbon share should increase to 90% by the 2030s. The UK's Prime Minister Theresa May has made a commitment to reach net zero carbon emissions by 2050. This would make the UK the first major economy to do so. Energy analyst Tom Burke told the BBC, "Today's landmark is a real tribute to technologists. We have cracked technical problems of dealing with climate change." He added, "As we move towards net zero, jobs will be lost in fossil fuel industries and created in low carbon industries." This is Jack Rigg reporting from Richmond, British Columbia.
Questions 31 to 35.
You will hear a talk about Saturn. Saturn now the planet with the most moons. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Astronomers have promoted Saturn as the planet with the most moons. Saturn has overtaken the solar system's largest planet, Jupiter, as king of the moons. The astronomers recently discovered 20 new moons orbiting Saturn, which brings the planet's total number to 82. This edges out Jupiter with 79 celestial bodies into second place. Each of the newly discovered moons are at least 5 kilometers in diameter. 17 of them orbit Saturn backwards and take more than 3 years to complete one orbit of Saturn. The astronomers found the moons using the powerful Subaru telescope located on Hawaii. The research team will now look for moons that are around a kilometer in diameter. Lead astronomer Dr. Scott Shepard commented on the perceived origins of the new moons. He said, "We don't think they formed with the planet. We think they were captured by the planet in the past." He posited that Saturn sucked in a swirling mixture of gas and dust to form the moons. Dr. Shepard added, "We think these moons interacted with that gas and dust. These were comets or asteroids that happened to be passing by. They were captured into orbits around the planet rather than falling into the planet. We think these are the last remnants of what formed Saturn." The moons will be named in a competition after giants from Gallic, Inuit, and Norse mythology. This is Cynthia Jones reporting from Vancouver, Canada.
That is the end of part 3. Now, you will have 7 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. That is the end of the listening test.